Hello, my name is Natalie Blanton, and I am a PhD candidate here at the University of Utah in the Department of Sociology. This poster presentation is a subset of my dissertation research. I call it Bringing Life into a Chaotic World, a qualitative analysis at the intersections of gender, race, environmental change, and childbearing. I'm wondering, how are concerns regarding climate change and childbearing embedded in gender and race? This research investigates how environmental concerns of global climate change and regional air quality shape or influence fertility intentions, decisions, and behaviors through an intersectional analysis. I conducted 65 in-depth interviews with adult residents of Salt Lake County, Utah. I find distinct gendered differences in how individuals approach these perceived risks and future ideations for themselves and their reproductive trajectory. Women-identifying individuals internalize climate change and air quality concerns, voicing feelings of guilt and shame for global environmental woes, and tying those personal responsibilities into their childbearing, decision-making, and behaviors. Most of the men interviewed did not have this internalization, and there is a displacement or removal of them from these issues, placing responsibility on the powers that be. People of the global majority brought up a diverse array of concerns regarding their children and their family formation practices outside of environmental degradation. Gendered socialization, racism in a sociocultural context, and future precarity emerge and intersect with environmental concerns. Climate change is a defining aspect of the 21st century, generating much uncertainty regarding humanity, society, and the planet. Medical research indicates that environmental pollution, such as particulate matter, is linked to complications with pregnancy, miscarriage, and poor health in general, especially for those with populations residing in areas with poor air quality. Most social science research focused on fertility intentions and reproductive behaviors have investigated how sociocultural factors, economic stability, and political conditions influence family planning and choices. The role that environmental factors, such as concerns regarding air pollution and climate change, play into fertility intentions and reproductive behaviors has not been analyzed extensively. This research hopes to expand fertility intentions literature and push elements of environmental sociology and environmental studies to further conceptualize how people are perceiving climate change and subsequent risks, and how they are embodying them in their own home and decision-making schema. You can see that I'm employing a couple of different literatures and attempting to bridge them and bring them together. I'm also employing an intersectional lens to understand this vast variety of experiences with a vast variety of threats. When asked about their general concerns revolving around family planning and childbearing, the women of this study, which was the majority of interviewees, brought up significant urgency and a compounding nuance of choice or lack thereof when faced with these collective risks. Again, they spoke of environmental woes as personal responsibility and invoked feelings of shame and guilt for not enacting more pro-environmental behaviors. Beyond this, global climate change or a macro crisis became a part of their intimate decision-making schema. When asked about future ideations and hopes, many of the women talked about the youth and the future generations being their main optimism. The men of this study often would speak with a climate denialist viewpoint or talking about climate change being overblown by their peers and community. They said it was natural and not spurred on by human activity. Their identity around choice and family formation was centered on freedom and liberty, a foil to the forced hand narrative brought up by the women. Interestingly, most interviewees had more fears and concerns revolving around localized air pollution in Salt Lake City than they did around global climate change. Of the interviewees who were non-white or marginalized identities of the global majority, issues such as gender inequality, gun violence, racism, and mental health took precedence over environmental concerns. One of my Latina interviewees said, "We're not really progressing when it comes to things, especially with racism and everything. I just don't feel like society is a good place for me to bring a child into this world. I'm walking on eggshells when I shouldn't be, you know?" My findings indicate that environmental concerns influence fertility intentions and family planning, which is compounded by gender, race, and ethnicity.